Hachette Audio presents The Shack. Written by William P. Young. Read by Roger Mueller.
Forward. Who wouldn't be skeptical when a man claims to have spent an entire weekend with God? In a shack, no less. And this was the shack. I've known Mac for a bit more than 20 years, since the day we both showed up at a neighbor's house to help him bale a field of hay to put up for his couple of cows. Since then, he and I have been, as the kids say these days, hanging out, sharing a coffee, or for me, a chai tea, extra hot with soy. Our conversations bring a deep sort of pleasure, always sprinkled with lots of laughs and, once in a while, a tear or two. Frankly, the older we get, the more we hang out, if you know what I mean. His full name is Mackenzie Allen Phillips, although most people call him Allen. It's a family tradition. The men all have the same first name, but are commonly known by their middle names, presumably to avoid the ostentation of first, second, and third, or a junior and senior. It works well for identifying telemarketers, too, especially the ones who call as if they were your best friend. So he and his grandfather, father, and now his oldest son all have the same given name of Mackenzie, but are commonly referred to by their middle names. Only Nan, his wife, and close friends call him Mac, although I have heard a few total strangers yell, "Hey, Mac, where'd you learn to drive?" Mac was born somewhere in the Midwest, farm boy in an Irish-American family committed to calloused hands and rigorous rules. Although externally religious, his...